Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, joining us on the 1010 Wins Newsline, Steve Moore, president of the Pharmacist Society of the State of New York, talking to us about the COVID-19 testing pilot program happening in independent pharmacies statewide. Mr. Moore, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, of course, Brian. Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about this pilot program. We're talking thousands of tests that the independent pharmacies will be able to conduct each week.
Yeah, so with this pilot, you know, first of all, we're incredibly excited to work with the state, to work with the governor. And we've got a goal with our 52 stores in the pilot to do 7,000 tests a week. So it's an incredible opportunity for our communities and the patients that are in our communities, and we think that we can really kind of make a difference and help New York as we come off a pause and get everybody back to work.
Now, the pharmacists, did they have to go any special training in order to be able to administer these tests?
Yeah, so each test, there will be, manufacturer, recommendations and guidelines that they've got to learn about. One of the things we're working about is, identifying the correct test, and we appreciate the state's help with that. You know, we want to make sure that we're using quality tests and that we're working with reputable labs. So that we can count on the results and we can know that the results that we're getting are correct. So, there will be some additional training that DOH, the Department of Health, has already developed, and they've distributed that. And then it'll kind of be on a test-by-test basis as well. And there are additional, programs that pharmacists have done through continuing education modules or even certificate training programs for this point-of-care testing. So, I think it's safe to say that, our pharmacists here in New York are ready, willing, and able to engage and to help the state right now.
So let's break it down. I'm sitting at home and I'm not feeling well. I can go into the independent, the pharmacy near my house. And what's the procedure? Walk me through what happens from when I first walk into the pharmacy and I say, hey, I'd like to be tested.
Yeah, so absolutely. The way that we're going to handle the diagnostic testing, and so there's going to be two different types of tests. You've got your diagnostic testing for somebody who's not feeling well, and then you've got your antibody type of testing for people who, they're feeling okay, but we're interested in, have they been exposed to this? Can they go back to work? So in the case of the diagnostic testing model, the way that that's being handled right now is through appointments. So it's not a walk-in model. For a number of reasons, we don't want patients walking from, location to location, looking for tests. We want to make sure that if a patient needs a test, that they're going to a site where a test is available. So that's more of an appointment-based model. And there are a couple different options. You have some pharmacies that are handling that, bringing patients into the store, into their pharmacies. But you have a lot of pharmacists who are actually working in drive-in or drive-through clinic models where they're working in the parking lots with their patients, kind of like you see the pop-up testing sites that HHS has done. HHS has partnered with some of the pharmacy chains already, and so that's happened with some of the chains, and they partnered with the state so that we can partner with the independents and bring the same type of solution to the communities where our independents are located.
And so what's the best way if somebody thinks they are ill, they want that diagnostic test, do they call their independent pharmacy themselves? Is there a website where they can find the one that's closest to them?
Yeah, definitely the New York State Department of Health website is the way to go for right now. The 52 stores, we're still, we are ramping up. The governor made this announcement last week, and we're, engaged and having discussions and, finalizing all the logistics for this, and we hope to be testing, probably not on Tuesday, to be truthful, but hopefully soon thereafter. And then we'll, you know, you'll probably hear within the communities, those pharmacies will probably be advertising it pretty heavily.
Oh, I'm sure it definitely is something that the pharmacies want to advertise because they want to get people the help that they need, get them the diagnosis so they can get them treated as well. So when it comes to the actual the antibody test, now that can be a walk-in?
Yes. Yeah, I foresee that. And one of the difficulties with the antibody test right now is, believe it or not, there's actually not one that's necessarily approved for pharmacies to use under CLIA waivers. So we anticipate that happening with the FDA, and that'll occur. But that's probably more of a walk-in type of model. If you start to look at the workflow, very similar to the immunization process that the pharmacists are already doing. It'll be patients, they come in, you know, there's probably a private screening area. You have the test performed. And then depending upon the test, what I'm reading, you know your results within 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that rapid of a response for the antibody test. So that's a blood test, right? A little finger prick or something along those lines?
A little finger. Yeah, there's a couple ways to do it, but the one that pharmacists would be most engaged in most likely is going to be the finger prick model.
And then the diagnostic test, I'm assuming, is the nasal swab that we've seen Governor Cuomo demonstrate.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that pharmacists will be working with. Yes, that's the model that we're looking at.
And
it's the one that we can scale most easily. So.
And then that's not a rapid response test. The nasal swab diagnostic test, that has to be sent out?
Correct. Yeah, so that's one that will work. Is it's a collection site model where a pharmacist would administer, the pharmacist would oversee the administration of the test throughout the course of the day. And right now, it's the Wadsworth Lab in Albany that we'll be working with, so we're very excited for that opportunity. And then we'll be sending the tests off to that laboratory on a daily basis.
All right, using the state labs, that's a great idea. Steve Moore, president of the Pharma Society of the State of New York, thank you so much for joining us today here on 1010 Winds. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You as well. A lot of really good information. 7,000 diagnostic tests per week, 52 independent pharmacies that will be participating, two separate kinds of tests the independent pharmacies will be able to do. Mr. Moore telling us that they will be able to do the diagnostic testing. That is appointment only. That you can sign up for on the New York Department of Health website. And then the antibody test. There are a lot of folks who think, you know what? I think I might have had this disease. Maybe I want to get checked for the antibodies. Maybe if I do have the antibodies, I'm interested in donating blood. Pharmacists will be able to provide that that test as well. Again, those 52 independent pharmacies located right now through a clearinghouse website on the New York City Department of Health website.